The interview.
Hundreds of millions of tax dollars, thanks to Democrats here in Washington State, will be going to illegal immigrants all over COVID. Despite the pandemic and emergency clearly being over, we're pretending otherwise and now rewarding people who chose to break the law. Joining me on the line with his reaction, State Representative Jim Walsh, Republican from Aberdeen. Welcome back to the show. This was a move that your Democrat colleagues pushed through. Republicans did not. But now it's a reality. So what say you?
It's a real tough situation, Jason. It's not just hundreds of millions. It's 340 million mm-hmm. plus a little bit. Some of that state taxpayer money, the biggest chunk of it is federal tax money, basically ARPA money. That's the general bucket of COVID relief money. But it's a lot of money. It is designed specifically for illegal immigrants in the state of Washington, of which it's hard to know exactly how many there are. Most estimates put the number at something like 170,000 illegal immigrants here in the state of Washington. So if you divide that up by 340-odd million, you're looking at something like $2,000 per. That is not a loan. That is a gift. That is money to them. The agency that is distributing this, it's through the state's Department of Social and Health Services, DSHS. It's called the Washington Immigrant Relief Fund, and it's kind of coordinated by an agency within DSHS.
Mm-hmm.
It's been kind of snake bit for a while. There was a first chunk of money that was put through this channel a couple years ago during the COVID outbreaks. And that money didn't really get to people very well. So there was a little bit of a controversy in Olympia about why the money wasn't getting to people. And then we just, in our wisdom, put more money into the pipeline. So now DSHS and his agency they've sort of launched a new marketing campaign and application window for applying for this money if you're an illegal immigrant. And that kind of just kicked off a few days ago. So that's why this story has been in the news recently. They're trying to get the money to the immigrants, and they've had some trouble doing that effectively.
Yeah, and as I said earlier on in the show, when we're talking about illegal immigrants in this case, we're not talking about like DACA recipients. We're not talking about asylum seekers or refugees. We're talking about people who literally crossed the border or overstayed a visa.
That's correct. And there's a lot of word games going on in this whole area, Jason. The people who are advocating for the illegal immigrants will use the word refugee a lot. It's really not appropriate. Refugee has a very specific meaning in the law mm-hmm. and in our culture. And I want to take a little bit of a step back here, Jason. As I know you've noted before, our state has a very good history of being welcoming to refugees
yep.
and to immigrants of all sorts into this country. Washington has always been very generous and very open-hearted about welcoming people who come from hard situations to our country and to our state. I think that some political partisans are kind of exploiting that good history to push here some not-so-great policy and some not-so-great use of taxpayer money. And it's showing in the results the trouble that this program has had actually getting the money mm-hmm. into the hands of the people it's intended to help. There's a lot of overhead here. There's a lot of bureaucracy.
Shocking.
There's a lot of involvement of what the bureaucrats call community partners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned that this program may be as much about growing the bureaucracy and giving support to the community partners as it is to actually getting some money into the hands of a down-and-out immigrant who might need it.
Yeah, it's not shocking to hear you have that kind of criticism, certainly not about this administration Before we let you go, we only have about a minute left. Obviously, there's hope that Republicans will win back at least one of the chambers in Olympia. At the same time, you hear rumors that Governor Inslee wants to run for a fourth term. Where do things stand right now?
The latest scuttlebutt is that the governor may be looking at actually running for a fourth term. But, Jason, that speculation comes and goes with the tides.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the legislative piece, and I would say in the House we need to pick up 9 seats to get a conservative majority. I would say we have at least about a dozen seats that are in play that could produce those 9 seats. And I'm working as hard as I can to help those candidates, those challenge candidates, win their seats, win their races this November, so that we pick up at least the 9 that we need to get a majority in the legislature. And that will help us bring balance to Olympia and really shine a light on some of these programs and use of taxpayer money that just aren't that great, aren't that efficient.
Yeah, look, we have a lot of power if we're willing to wield it. And we've got that opportunity in just a few weeks. Was it 48, 47 days from now is election day? You're going to get the ballots sooner than that. So make sure you turn them in. Make sure you vote. It's incredibly important. State Representative Jim Walsh, Republican, Aberdeen. Thank you so much.
Great to talk to you, Jason.
Good to talk to you. Now this.